Tamam. Dear Ted, please start.
Hi, my name is Ted Rosman. I'm an alcoholic.
Salam, ben Ted Rosman ve yek alkolü hastam.
That's important for me to say because when I was brand new, I did not want to admit I was an alcoholic. I knew there was a problem, but I didn't want to face that problem. I didn't want to confront that problem. I wanted to hide from that problem. So denial was very, very powerful for me.
این برای من مهمه که خودم رو به عنوان یک الکلی معرفی کنم، برای اینی که من اول ورودم اصلا علاقه نداشتم که خودم رو معرفی کنم به عنوان یک الکلی. میدونستم که مشکلی هست ولی در انکارش بودم.
خانم سلمان اگه میشه بفهمیم دوربینشون رو باز کنم.
Ted, can you please turn on your video? I think it's off.
Is that better? Can you see me?
Yeah.
Yes,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you have to see me
Great.
Now.
No, it's a pleasure.
Another thing that's important to me is my sobriety date. My sobriety date is 10/31/1996.
و اون چیزی که برای من به غیر از این خیلی مهمه روز هوشیاریمه که 31 May 1996.
Which is, in America, 10/31 is Halloween, and I actually got sober a couple days before that. But when I was brand new, I didn't know if I'd remember my sober date, and I was told as long as I pick a date after I got sober, it didn't matter. Just pick that date and stick that date and keep that date and protect that date.
So you're not sure that it was the date?
No. For me, my sobriety date is October 31st. I got sober a couple days before. I just didn't think I'd remember it. I didn't realize how important it became to me. So I protected it at all costs.
روز 31 اکتبر روزیه که روز هالووینه در امریکا و اونجا بهشون گفتن که اگر دقیقاً قبل از اون یادشون نمیاد که کی پاک شدن ولی اون روز رو دیگه انتخاب کردن و این روز بسیار مهمیه که از اون به بعد به خاطر بسپرن.
I also other important things to me is I have a sponsor. I have a home group. Actually, I have more than one home group because if one is good, two is better, right? And I also have commitments and work the steps in recovery. Go ahead.
و من چیز دیگه‌ای که خیلی برام مهمه اینه که راهنما دارم و همینجور جلسه یا گروه خانگی که من دو تا احتمالاً دارم و اگه یکیش خوبه دوتاش احتمالاً بهتره و همینجور هم قدم‌ها رو کار می‌کنم و خدمت هم دارم.
When I was brand new, at the time I had 2 DUIs, driving while under the influence, and in order to make the judge as lenient as possible to me, I was very, very easily motivated to do what they told me to do. And one of the things I had to do was go to something called a clinical intervention program. Is that enough?
Yeah. So وقتی که ایشون اواخر پاکیشون دو تا حادثه‌ای داشتن که توی آمریکا گرفتنشون، در حین رانندگی مشروب خورده بودن و خیلی این جرم بزرگی در آمریکا محسوب میشه و هر کاری حاضر بودن بکنن که اون قاضی به هر حال یکم با ایشون راه بیاد و برای همین یکی از پیشنهادهایی که اونا داده بودن این بود که برن به یک برنامه‌ای که what was the name of the program?
Clinical Intervention Program, CIP.
Yeah, اسمش بوده CIP یا Clinical Intervention Program که هم توضیح میدن.
At which time they told me that I needed to go to AA for 10 times and also I had to get a sponsor, and also had to work like step one.
و همینطور هم بهشون گفتن که شما باید 10 بار به AA برید و راهنما بگیرید و قدم یک رو کار کنید.
At this time, I didn't think I was an alcoholic because I only had bad luck. I was not a successful drinker.
و من اینجا فکر نمی کردم یک الکلی هستم. من فقط فکر می کردم بدشانسم و یک مشروب خور خوش موفق نیستم.
In one of these is a classroom setting, and it was not AA. It was just a classroom that was a way that the court system in the United States set up to help people not drink anymore. In this time, there was about 40 people in this class, and the instructor would say, out of 40 people, maybe 4 or 5 of you will get sober. You want to go ahead?
و یک کلاس هایی بودش که دولت امریکا میذاشت برای این افرادی که مشکل الکل داشتن، البته AA نبود، و توی این کلاسی که ایشون شرکت کرده بود، فکر کنم دادگاه میذاشتش، بهشون گفتن که از شما 40 نفر 4 نفر احتمالاً پاک خواهید شد.
Even though I didn't think I was an alcoholic, I took it as a challenge. I am a competitive person. I play tennis competitively. And I hate to lose at anything, and I don't want to lose at any cost. Go ahead.
و من با اینی که فکر نمی کردم یه الکلی هستم، همونجا به حالت رقابتتون به وجود اومد و من یک بازیکن تنیس هستم که همش در حال یه جورایی رقابت با دیگران هستم و حاضر نیستم به هیچ وجه ببازم.
They proceeded then to say, if all I do is go to AA meetings, I have like an 8% chance of staying sober. If I go to the meetings, go ahead.
و اونا گفتن که اگر فقط به AA برم، من 8% احتمال دارم که پاک بمونم.
If I go to meetings and read the big book, I've got like a 15% chance of staying sober. If I go to meetings,
برم به AA و کتاب بزرگ رو بخونم، 15% احتمال داره که بتونم پاک بمونم.
If I go to meetings, read the big book, and get a sponsor, I have like a 25% chance of staying sober.
و اگه به AA برم و کتاب بزرگ رو بخونم و یک راهنما بگیرم، 25% احتمال داره که بتونم پاک بمونم.
Then he added working the steps, getting commitments, and doing events in that are sober events.
و بعدش هم اضافه کرد که قدم‌ها رو اگه کار بکنیم و خدمت بگیریم و توی مراسمی که گذاشته میشه، حالا اونجا گرد همایی ها هماشای زیادی گذاشته میشه برای ای ای تو اونا شرکت بکنیم. Then how many percent?
And what he said was, if I stop doing one of those things, I don't know if I'll stay sober. So I have to do all of those things.
و بعدش هم ادامه داد و گفتش که اگه هر کدوم از این کارهایی که گفتن رو قطع بکنی، نمیدونن که ممکنه که احتمال پاک موندن براتون نباشه، پس باید همه این کارها رو انجام بدید.
So then I went to AA by myself, which is a very scary thing because I didn't know anybody. I arrived just as the meeting started because I didn't want to get there too early. And when I got there, they stopped. Go ahead.
و من رفتم به AA که خیلی هم برای من ترسناک بود و منم وقتی رفتم که تازه شروع کرده باشن، دلم نمیخواد خیلی زودتر برم.
And when I got there, they stopped the meeting and said, is there anybody here new or for their first time. Somehow they knew I was there. I was new. The reason why is they've never seen me there before. Go ahead.
و وقتی من رفتم پرسیدن آیا کسی هستش که جدید باشه و تازه وارد باشه و یه به یه طریق اونا میدونستن که من اولین باری که دارم اونجا شرکت میکنم احتمالاً چون منو قبلا اونجا ندیده بودن.
And I said hi, I'm Ted, and then there was a pause because I did not want to say as an alcoholic, and then they say hi Ted. Go ahead.
و من گفتم من تد هستم و یک سکوتی کردم دلم نمیخواست بگم که یک الکلی هستم و اونا هم گفتن سلام تد.
This was a book study meeting where everybody read a paragraph and then the next person would read a paragraph. And when it got to me, I did not want to read. And the lady next to me kind of gave a and then she started reading. Go ahead.
و این یک جلسه کتابخونی بود که هر کسی یه پاراگراف میخوند و میداد به نفر بعدی که یه پاراگراف بخونه و اون وقتی که به ایشون رسید دلش نمیخواست بخونه و و خانم بغل دستیش یک صدای مثلا از خودش در آورد که ای بابا مثلا و کتابو گرفت.
And I felt good because they couldn't force me to read that. Because I didn't want to be there, I wasn't an alcoholic, you know, why do I have to do all these things?
و من یه جورایی خوشحال بودم برای اینکه اونا نتونستن من مجبور کنن که اون کتاب بخونم. من اصلا نمیخواستم اونجا باشم و من یک الکلی نبودم و برای همین خوشحال شدم که کتاب نخوندم.
The weirdest thing was, well, I mean, back up. After the meeting was over, after I got done saying the Lord's Prayer, I got in my car and was going down the hill to go home, probably within a minute of the meeting ending. Go ahead.
و بعد از اینکه جلسه تمام شد با دعایی که حالا بعضی از جلسات با دعای بکنم دعای کبیر خونده میشه Lord's Prayers بعضی جلسات اون خونده میشه ایشون یه دقیقه بعدش داشت با ماشینش از اونجا میرفت و اصلا نمیخواست که اونجا تو اون محیط بمونه.
The weird thing is, after I left the meeting, I don't know what it was, but I felt more at ease, more comfortable.
من نمیدونم چه اتفاقی واسه من افتاد، فقط میدونم که من یکم راحت تر بودم، یکم احساس بهتری داشتم بعد اون جلسه. Yes.
Then I relayed, you know, my experience to the counselor, and then he said, "Okay, now you have to get a sponsor."
و بعدش بهشون گفتن که حالا از همون جلساتی که مربوط به دادگاه بود که حالا شما باید یک راهنما بگیرید.
So the next time I go to the meeting, I raise my hand up and say, "Hi, I'm Ted." And there's a pause, and then they say, "Hi, Ted." And they go, "I'm stammering. I go, I need a sponsor like that."
و دفعه بعدی که ایشون رفت توی جلسه، دستش گرفت بالا و گفت، "من سلام، من تد هستم." دوباره سکوت کرد و ننی نگفت که الکلی هستم و همچنان که با لکنت زبان داشتن حرف می زدن گفتش که من احتیاج به یک راهنما دارم.
So a guy who was wearing bad clothing, overweight, had a beard, most of his teeth, and colored, said, "I'll be your sponsor."
و یه آقایی که لباس خیلی جالبی نپوشیده بود و چاق بود و ریش داشت و دندونای زیاد جالبی نداشت به من گفتش که من راهنمای تو میشم.
So being true to my word, I took him as my sponsor and we went out and he asked me for my story and how I got there.
و چون من میخواستم روی حرف خودم بمونم با هم دیگه رفتیم بیرون و اون از من پرسید که من چه جوری به اونجا رسیدم.
As I'm telling him my story and how I got there, he begins to chuckle and sometimes laugh at these bad events that happened in my life.
و همینجوری که من داشتم داستان خودم رو میگفتم، اون هر از گاهی یه ذره ریز ریز میخندید و بعضی وقتا بلند میخندید از به اتفاقاتی که و بدشانسی هایی که برای من اتفاق افتاده بود.
But then he said something that was really weird. He said, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I did the same thing.
و اون وقت یه چیز جالبی گفت. گفتش که من به تو نمیخندم. من دارم به این میخندم که منم همه این کارا رو کردم.
He said that while you read the big book, imagine yourself in that book and relate to the parts that relate to you. I don't know if it makes sense, but anyway.
Yeah, و گفتش که no, it does. گفتش که وقتی کتاب بیگ بوک کتاب بزرگ رو میخونی دنبال تشابهاتت خودت بگرد با این آدم ها و داستان هایی که تو این کتاب هست.
I began to find myself inside the book, and even though I would not say as an alcoholic, I understood and felt that ease and comfort of, this is why I am the way I am.
و من اون کتاب رو که خوندم خودم رو توی اون کتاب پیدا کردم و با اینی که خودم رو یک الکلی معرفی نمی کردم ولی اون آرامش و راحتی رو پیدا کردم چون فهمیدم چرا من اینجوری که همیشه هستم یا واکنش های من چرا اینجوریه.
I then made a promise that I would say I'm an alcoholic if I found an alcoholic who had a higher bottom than me.
و من قول دادم. You made the promise to who? To yourself?
To myself and my sponsor.
من به خودم و راهنمام قول دادم که اگر یک کسی رو پیدا بکنم که از من با وضعیت بهتری اومده باشه به جلسات، من خودم رو یک الکلی معرفی کنم.
On a Thursday, which was Thanksgiving in America, it's the last Thursday in November. It's a holiday called Thanksgiving. And that's when a guy came to the meeting and said he drank one time, crashed his car into a police station, and then he stopped drinking alcohol because of that.
So it was on Halloween that he came.
No. Thanksgiving.
Oh, this was on Thanksgiving, sorry.
Yeah, I got sober on Halloween, but later on, the next year, I mean, go ahead.
بله و ایشون میگن که در آخرین هفته نوامبر در اونها یک مراسمی دارن به نام مراسم تنکسگیوینگ یا سپاسگزاری و یه همچین چیزی میشه ترجمهش، که اون موقع بود که یک نفر اومد و گفتش که من فقط یه تصادف مشروب خوردم، یه بار تصادف کردم و به خاطر همین اومدم به AA.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is about 1 month after Halloween. So I stop the meeting, I raise my hand, and I'm really, really nervous. I'm about to say that I'm an alcoholic in a room full of alcoholics, and I'm so worried what they're going to think about me.
و من اون لحظه دستم بلند کردم که بگم که من یک الکلی هستم، چون گفته بودم اگه کسی بیاد که با خرابی های کمتری از من بیاد یا اون کف به کف خوردنش از من بالاتر باشه، من خودم الکلی معرفی میکنم. و اون موقع خیلی مضطرب بودم.
And once again, this weight of am I or am I not an alcoholic is taken off my back. I feel lighter.
Once you told you're an alcoholic.
Yes, I felt an ease.
و وقتی که بالاخره ایشون گفتن که من یک الکلی هستم، اون موقع بود که این فشاری که روشون بود رو پشتشون که من آیا بالاخره یک الکلی هستم یا نیستم از روشون برداشته شد و احساس راحتی کردم.
And that's when I began to realize the more I do in recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous, the less struggle I have, the less weight on my back I'm carrying I have.
و اون موقع بود که من فهمیدم که هرچی من بیشتر در بهبودیم خدماتی انجام بدم و فعال باشم این باری که روی پشت من هست کمتر و کمتر خواهد بود.
So as I'm working the steps with my sponsor, I get to the fourth step. Let me back up. One of the hardest things for me in the very beginning was finding a power greater than myself because I grew up religious. Go ahead.
یکی از سخت‌ترین چالش‌ها برای من پیدا کردن نیروی برتر از خودم بود.
And God for me didn't what I had to do things on my own. God didn't do anything for me. I had to rely on myself to get anything done that I wanted. So God did not exist for me.
و من در زندگی مجبور بودم همه کارو خودم برای خودم بکنم و هیچ وقت خدا کاری برام فکر میکردم نکرده برای همین برای من خدایی وجود نداشت.
And that's when my sponsor explained to me that AA is a spiritual program, not a religious program.
و اون زمانی بود که راهنمای من به من توضیح داد که این یک برنامه معنوی و روحانیه نه یک برنامه مذهبی.
Religion has nothing to do with recovery for me because everybody has a different God and that's okay.
و مذهب با بهبودی به نظر برای من هیچ ارتباطی نداره چون هر کسی اینجا میتونه خدای شخصی خودش رو داشته باشه و این کاملا پذیرفته شده و اوکیه.
As I've worked these steps and as I've gone through the years in recovery, for me, my dependence on a power greater than myself is like a switch that doesn't go on from off to on, but more like a dimmer switch where it slowly, gradually gets more and more as each day, month, and year goes on.
So it's always getting more on, correct?
Yes. Yeah, like from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, etc.
بله و همینطور که ایشون قدم‌ها رو کار کردن و این سال‌های در برنامه بودن و بهبودی پیش رو رفت اینجوری نبوده که مثل یه چراغی که بزنن روشن و خاموش بشه مثل یه چراغی که هی از این چراغایی که دیمر داره و کم کم میشه روشنش کرد اونجوری کم کم روشن شده.
And that's where I found the phrase honesty, open-mindedness and willingness, the how.
و اونجا هستش که با کلمات صداقت، روشنبینی و تمایل یا در اصل به همه اینا میگن چگونه یعنی بله با اینا آشنا شدم.
Without open-mindedness I can't accept the fact I'm an alcoholic. Without open-mindedness I can't believe there's a power greater than myself.
بدون داشتن ذهن باز یا همون روشن بینی من نمیتونستم بپذیرم که یک الکلی هستم و نمیتونستم نیروی برتر از خودم رو بپذیرم.
I need to be honest with myself. Do I or don't I? Am I or aren't I an alcoholic or is there not? So I have to be honest with myself.
و میبایست با خودم صادق میبودم که آیا من اینجور هستم یا نیستم.
Then I have to be willing to do the work, willing to accept, willing to do.
و باید تمایل می داشتم که کار رو انجام بدم، بپذیرم و باز هم انجام بدم.
So, working with my sponsor, I go over my fifth step with him. And after I'm done reading my fifth step to him, he goes, okay, now it's ready to go on to step six and seven. Go ahead.
و وقتی که من قدم پنجم برای راهنمام خوندم، راهنمام به من گفتش که خب حالا میریم سراغ قدم 6 و 7.
At which time I tell him, I don't really think I have any character defects. I'm sorry,
so
he
was بعد که اون زمان آقای تد گفتن که من فکر واقعا فکر نمی کنم من نواقص اخلاقی داشته باشم.
Now, keep in mind, alcoholics are self-centered and egotistical.
مد نظرتون داشته باشید که الکلی ها خیلی خودمحور و پر از منیت هستند.
He then looked around my house and pointed out the fact that the dishes weren't done, my bed wasn't made, and the house needed generally to be cleaned up.
و بعد راهنما من به من نشون داد که خونم خب ظرفا نشسته است، تختم و کسی صبح مرتب نکرده و کلا خونه احتیاج داره تمیز بشه.
Today I realize I have a truckload of character defects.
و امروز همین ایشون که اعتقاد داشت که هیچ نقص اخلاقی نداره، امروز میگن که من اعتقاد دارم به یک چی میگن کامیون کوچیک کاراکتر نواقص اخلاقی دارم.
The only thing that has changed is my awareness to them and my openness to look at them.
تنها چیزی که تغییر کرد در من اینه که من آگاهیم نسبت به اونا تغییر کرد و من تمایل داشت و فکر باز داشتم و روشنبین بودم که به اونها نگاه کنم.
So now that I'm more honest to myself about myself and I'm more open-minded to see what I need to do, I then need to become willing to take the efforts to correct my behaviors or correct my, you know, who I am.
و حالا که من بیشتر با خودم صادق هستم و ذهن بازتری هم دارم که حالا باید یه سری کارا رو بکنم، وقتشه که تمایل داشته باشم که اون کارهایی که باید برای اصلاح نواقصم انجام بدم رو انجام بدم.
Recently I heard this phrase from a normal person who is not in AA.
اخیراً من این جمله رو از یک شخصی که در AA نیست شنیدم.
Today's problems were yesterday's solutions.
که گفتن که مشکلات امروز راه حل های دیروزه.
When I was drinking and didn't have a power greater than myself, I had all kinds of good answers to what was going on in my life.
و اون زمانی که من مشروب می‌خوردم, you had good answers.
Yes. They weren't obviously good answers.
من موقعی که مشروب می‌خوردم و مشکلات زیادی داشتم, یه عالمه جوابایی داشتم که چرا اون زندگی من اون مشکلات داره.
One example would be after drinking all night at a bar, I would drive myself home, get in a car accident and get a ticket.
یکی از مثالاش این بود که من بعد از اینکه یه عالمه مشروب می‌خوردم سوار ماشین می شدم، رانندگی می کردم تا بیام خونه و جریمه می شدم و
I have more examples, but there isn't enough time in the day.
But I didn't quite understand the relationship of this with what somebody said to you that today's problem.
Instead of spending money on a cab to get home, I would take the shortcut and drive myself home when I was drunk. And when I was drunk, I couldn't drive my car because I don't have my faculties. I'd get in an accident, and then the police would come and give me a ticket. So that was an old way of solving a problem and having a bad result the next day, having to wake up with a ticket and a DUI.
و میگن که این طریقه که من اون موقع فکر میکردم این بودش که خب به جای اینکه یه دونه تاکسی بگیرم برم خونه با ماشین خودم میرفتم و جریمه میشدم و به این جرم DUI که رانندگی در حین مصرف مشروب هم داده میشد و این طریقه فکر من در اون موقع بود.
Today I do it differently. Today I talk to my sponsor and others around me, and then I pray on what I should do and ask for God's help and show me what I need to do.
ولی امروز متفاوته. من امروز با راهنمام و دیگران صحبت میکنم و بعدش هم دعا میکنم و از خدا میخوام که به من نشون بده که من باید چه کار بکنم.
So like in step 6, I had to develop a willingness to let God remove my defects of character. In 7, I ask him to actively or physically take those from me.
و در قدم 6 من باید به اون تمایل برسم که بذارم خداوند اون نواقص رو از درون من بیرون بکشه. یا جا به جاش بکنه و در قدم 7 on step 7 can you repeat the sentence?
Yeah, in step 7 I asked for the willingness in 6 for God to help me get these defects out of me. In 7 I actively said please get these out of me. I was willing not to do in 7 I needed to do the work. Get out of me, How do I reduce these? How do I get rid of these? How do I minimize these defects?
بله و در قدم 7 هم باز از خداوند میخوان که اینها رو ازشون بگیره و تو قدم 7 قدمیه که باید کار رو انجام بدن و اقداماتی براش بکنن.
Looking back on my step 5, all the problems that I had to ask myself, what was my part in that? Go ahead.
در قدم 5 هر کدوم از مشکلاتی که من داشتم باید میرفتم و نگاه میکردم که سهم من در اون چی بوده.
I then found out my character defects was the reason why I had these problems. Good.
و بعدش من دیدم که اون نواقص اخلاقی من هستش که باعث این مشکلات شده.
My drinking wasn't the problem, I was the problem.
و مشروب خوردن من مشکل نبود. خود من اون مشکل بودم.
And this is why I have to continually keep going to meetings, continually working the steps, continually working with newcomers, continually taking commitments.
و این دلیل اینه که من چرا باید دائم به جلسات برم، دائم قدم‌ها رو کار کنم، دائم خدمت بگیرم و به تازه وارد کمک بکنم.
I still make mistakes today, but when I do, I promptly admit them, and then I, after a period of time, realize that perhaps there's something that I need to work on.
امروز هم من اشتباهاتی انجام میدم ولی فوراً به اون اقرار میکنم و بعدش هم میفهمم که بعد از حالا یه برهه های زمانی که یک سری کارهایی باید در ارتباط با اونها انجام بدم.
The only way I can do any of this is I have to be willing to look at it. I have to be honest about it. And then I have to ask God to help me with that, because by myself, my own self-actions, I can't do anything. I can't. We can.
و تنها طریقی که من میتونم این کار رو انجام بدم اینه که اول تمایل داشته باشم بهش نگاه کنم، نسبت بهش صادق باشم و با صداقت ببینمش و از خدا بخوام که اون رو از من بگیره. و من به تنهایی نمیتونم، ولی ما با هم میتونیم.
There is a seven-step prayer. And it's written down, so I'm reading what it says. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. That's one sentence. I pray that your needs. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can read it all at the end when you're finished.
Oh, okay. I pray that you now remove every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Good.
دعای قدم هفت که میگه آفریدگارا من اکنون آمادم که تمام خوب و بد وجودم را به تو بسپارم. تمنا دارم یکی که نقصهای درونم را که سد راه خدمت به تو و هم نوعان من است برطرف کنی و قدرتی عطا فرمایی تا به خدمت تو کمر بندم.
Sometimes I hear people share in a meeting, oh, that's old behavior. For me, if you're still doing it, it's not old behavior.
من بعضی وقتا از افراد تو جلسات میشنوم رفتارهای قدیمی و ولی به نظر من کسی هنوز داره اونا رو انجام میده، اینا رفتارهای قدیمی محسوب نمیشن.
So the trick is for me to first see the problem, then identify what triggers or creates the problem from happening over and over and over again. And lastly, how to, because for me, it doesn't, like a light switch, I didn't get recovery like a light switch, it's a dimmer switch, slowly. So how do I slowly remove that defect?
The last one is how to slowly remove that defect.
Okay, remember I was talking about the dimmer switch becoming more and more aware of my higher power? The same is mm-hmm. true in reverse, getting rid of my character defects. It's a dimmer switch going slowly down to, you know, hopefully zero.
Yeah. پس برای من اول اینه که اون مشکل رو ببینم و بعد ببینم که اون چه چیزیه که باعث میشه که این مسئله دائم و دائم و دائم تکرار بشه، چه چیزی در درون منه. و بعدم همونجوری که گفتم مثل یک چراغ دیمری که کم کم روشن میشه، کم کم من بتونم کارایی بکنم که یه جورایی بتونم به اون نقص یا اون نقص رو oh, sorry. This part of the how do you react to your because I have a question on this, that how do you deal with the defects? Like, can you give an example? For example,
yeah.
How do you turn on the dimmer for that defect?
Yes. No. That's exactly right. And for me, you hear there's a phrase called the pain is the touchstone of all spiritual growth. So when
اینجوریه که اون درد واقعا دلیل و باعث رشد من در هر جایی میشه.
So whenever I feel pain, that's a red flag to me of, hey, wait, something's going on here.
و وقتی که من درد دارم، اون برای من یه دونه پرچم قرمزه که یه وایسو، الان یه اتفاقی داره میفته اینجا.
Here's a real easy example of what I'm talking about. I'm always this is not true for me because I'm always early. When I'm late getting, I'm always late getting somewhere and people are mad at me because I'm late. They're always waiting on me. So how do I change that, or how do I correct that? It's like if I'm ever going to somewhere and you, the excuse I give to people, oh, I hit a lot of red lights, you know, getting to where I want to go. It's really amazing. If I leave early somewhere and I leave late somewhere, if I'm leaving late, it's amazing how many red lights I see. If I'm leaving early, it's amazing how many green lights I see. The reality is both times I get there at the same time amount of time. The only perception is how I look at it. When I leave early for something, it's easier for me to get there because I'm not rushed. If I leave late to somewhere, so what I have to change, what I have to alter is the amount of time I leave for something. Rather than leaving 5 minutes to get somewhere it takes 10 minutes to get to, I leave 20 minutes, so if something happens, I'm in 10 minutes early. And that's with my character defects. If I get angry all the time, again, I identify that I get angry. What causes me to get angry? They don't see things the way I see things. Oh, wait. I'm trying to control somebody else how they think. I have to let go of that. So then if something I hear I don't believe in, I have to pray for that person, and hopefully they get it. And I don't give unsolicited advice. When they feel pain, they'll ask me. When they don't feel pain, they won't ask me. Either way, it doesn't matter because I'm not in charge anymore.
بله و ایشون گفتن که در هر حال مثلا من اگه همیشه دیر برسم آدمی باشم که همیشه دیر برم و مردم همیشه از دست من عصبانی باشم برای اینکه من سر قرارها دیر حاضر میشم، اون موقع استش که من به این نگاه میکنم و میبینم که همش دائم این اتفاق داره تکرار میشه و ممکنه که حتی من وقتی که از در خونه میرم بیرون فکر کنم که وقتایی که دیر میرسم یا دیر از خونه میام بیرون یه عالمه چراغ قرمز میبینم و وقتایی که زود از خونه میام بیرون یه عالمه چراغ سبز میبینم، در حالی که در واقعیت ممکنه اینطور نباشه و در واقعیت فقط به دلیل اینه که من اون موقع تو عجله هستم بیشتر چراغای قرمز رو میبینم. پس دیدگاه من اون موقع تغییر کرده و من در اون زمان باید بیام و یک تغییری ایجاد بدم در خودم و زودتر از خونه برم بیرون که این تغییر در دیدگاه من هم اتفاق بیفته.
Okay. How much more time do I have? 5 minutes or am I done?
I think you have 5 more minutes.
Okay, good. I love to talk.
I think you have like around, four or five minutes. But the thing is, I'm still a bit vague about how to do step 7. Because usually they say just to be humble and act.
Okay,
you have to do something.
No, you have to do something. I have to discuss it with my sponsor or people around me. Hey, this is causing me pain in my life. I have to write it down on paper. What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I have to write it down on paper. I have to examine it. What's my part in it? Where am I at fault here? Okay?
Yeah.
And once I discuss that with my sponsor, okay, then he gives what he thinks, and I think that makes sense or doesn't make sense. I talk to somebody else, what do you think about it? And then I pray about it. I go, okay, God, this is causing me pain in my life. Please take this from me. It's not working today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to be open-minded, and sometimes it comes quickly, sometimes it comes slowly. But if I continually pray about it, eventually it goes away. It's just like a bad habit. I've been told a long time ago that, you know, I have to pray for somebody.
Can I translate this part?
Oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
در هر صورت قسمتی که من ازشون پرسیدم که خب قسمت عملیش چیه؟ چون من ازشون سوال کردم که من اینو متوجه نشدم قسمت عملی قدم 7 چطوره؟ گفتن که من می نویسم روی کاغذ، با راهنمام صحبت می کنم در ارتباط باهاش یا با افراد دیگه و راهنمام و حالا دعا می کنم و ذهن بازی دارم نسبت بهش که اون که خدایا این نقص رو از من بگیری و راهی رو به من نشون بده که من بتونم جور دیگه ای رفتار بکنم و باید ذهن باز داشته باشم که اون کم کم اون راه به من نشون داده بشه. Okay.
And that's where the phrase comes, you know, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly comes about. Because sometimes I can get rid of something just like that. But other times it's like 5, 10, 15 years, whatever, until finally the lights come on. Because the dimmer switch is so low that I can finally see my part in it. Because it's hard to acknowledge the fact that I'm the problem when denial is strong. You know, sometimes it's disguised as good intentions. Sometimes it's disguised as rightful anger or justified anger.
برای همین اینجا اون اصطلاح بعضی وقتا به آهستگی و بعضی وقتا به سرعت اتفاق میفته میاد که بعضی از نواقص ما به سرعت و مثل یک چشم هم زدن ممکنه برطرف بشه و بعضی دیگه چندین و چند سال طول بکشه برای اینکه تا من بخوام واقعا سهم خودم رو در اون ببینم و آگاه بشم و اون آگاهی من باعث بشه که بپذیرم و تغییر کنم بعضی وقتا زمان میبره. So what about the things that you know and they don't change?
Well, that's because I'm stubborn. For me, one of the biggest tools for me that I carry with me is that before I had to be in charge of the results. Today, my job, my only job is to do the footwork. To do the best I can, God takes care of the results. My high power will see to it that it's fixed in His time, not my time, and in His manner, not my manner. Once I take myself out of the equation, life gets a lot easier.
و ایشون میگن که خب من از شما پرسیدم که خب در مورد مسائلی که میدونید و تغییر نکردن حالا اون نواقص چی و ایشون گفتن که خب دلیلش اینه که ما بعضی وقتا خیلی کله شق هستیم و دیگه من اینجا مسئول نتایج نیستم اینجا وظیفه من اینه که من فقط اون اعمالی که لازمه رو انجام بدم و نتیجه رو بسپرم به خدا و وقتی که دیگه من نتیجه رو سپردم به ایشون و من دیگه خارج از این معادله هستم خیلی زندگی راحت تر میشه.
If this sounds like I come from behind the mountains, you're probably right.
و اگر که این به نظر اینجور به گوشتون اینجور میرسه که من انگار از پشت کوه اومدم احتمالاً شما حق دارید.
I can say Junum, I love you guys. And thank you very much for this opportunity. And thank you for not saying hockey show.
Oh. Thank you very much. و ایشون چند کلمه فارسی هم بلد بودن که گفتن and you really are good. Thank you very much for your share, and I really enjoyed listening to you. آقای هومن صحبتشون تموم شد.
خیلی متشکرم زکر خانم سلماز. Thank you very much, Ted, for your good share. I turn your mic off now, and you can be stay in the meeting or go to rest. Thank you very
much. I will
rush
now since I don't speak Farsi. Hold up.
همان جا صدای بنده رو داری عزیزم؟
سلام، صدا میاد؟
بله امین جان یه لحظه صبر داشته باش من یه چند لحظه ای. همان جان صدای بنده رو داری؟ دوستان صدای بنده رو دارن اگه کسی داره دوست
سلام مصطفی جان سلام